USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration trying to accelerate the removal of immigrants who cannot prove that they've resided in the U.S. for 2 years. It's likely to face several legal challenges, but the Department of Homeland Security wants the policy to take effect today, allowing deportations without a hearing for people who've been in the U.S. for less than 2 years. President Trump insists that Iranian leaders are lying when they claim they've captured 17 CIA spies.
It's totally a false story. That's another lie. They put out propaganda. They put out lies.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery today after dying last week at 99. He spent more than three decades on the Supreme Court bench after being nominated by President Gerald Ford in 1975. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
After repeated setbacks, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today to the measure that will continue paying for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. It will extend funding through 2092. And immediately after that expected passage, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been a huge advocate for its passage, will join members of Congress as well as first responders for a news conference on Capitol Hill. President Trump says legislative leaders from both sides of the aisle have reached an agreement on upping the nation's debt ceiling. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president goes on to say, this was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Those along Florida's east coast are bracing for rain from a tropical depression that's forming in the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could dump 1 to 3 inches of rain there today. The depression is expected to remain fairly weak, with forecasts having it staying just offshore for the next few days. Former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, is to testify on Capitol Hill before two congressional committees tomorrow. Mueller reportedly received a letter from the Department of Justice telling him he must limit the scope of that testimony. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the Democratic House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is making Mueller's testimony and sheer appearance on Capitol Hill all about politics.
Most Americans were looking to Mueller to tell them what happened, not Nadler. Do you think any fair-minded American believes that Nadler's out to get the truth? He's already convicted the president in his own mind. This is all about impeachment. If they impeach the president over the Mueller report, Trump will get reelected, will take the House and the Senate.
And Grammy-winning singer Art Neville is dead. The New Orleans music icon and member of the Neville Brothers was 81. He was a founding member of the Meters, whose style was the epitome of New Orleans funk. Art and his brothers Aaron, Cyril, and Charles started the Neville Brothers in 1978. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.